The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this almost Friday, Thursday, right here from the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard, your strip here in Las Vegas. We welcome you to the show. And of course, we come to you live and direct from this gaming capital. We welcome all of our listeners on many different platforms that we have, like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world. Your iPhone or your Android with the KSHP phone app that you can put on that device and listen to us through your phone. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. And people here running around town early in the morning can listen to us on their radio. Our anchor radio station here is KSHP 1400 Sports Talk, 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. So however, wherever, whenever you're getting us today, welcome to the show. Real quick, I want to just mention the fact that also on your iPhones or your Androids, if you have the YouTube app, which you, everybody almost all has, the YouTube app, you can go to the YouTube app on your device and actually get to us the way you can through the internet and streaming as well. All you got to do is go to YouTube, then you type in South Point Studio. You get to the page where we're streaming, and you can see and hear the show through your device as well as anywhere you get streaming, anywhere you can get YouTube. Any device, any platform that you can get YouTube, you can get us and you can see us on the show here coming from the South Point Studios. So just wanted to remind you of that. You can do that several different ways. As long as you have YouTube as part of your device app, wherever you're, whatever device you might have, you can get to us through the South Point Studio location streaming. So we welcome you however, wherever, whenever you get us to this almost Friday, Thursday show. Now, today here in Las Vegas, it's overcast, and they say they're going to have a little bit of a drizzle. We have a chance of getting a little drizzle going on this morning, and that's going to clear out this afternoon. And then we're going to be between the mid to high 40s in the morning, and, of course, in the afternoons, we get a chance to get up to 70 degrees. That's the, just about the way it's going to be as we move through the weekend. After this little cloud cover coming past us over this morning, we should be clear, as they say in the business. We're fast and firm and clear here, with sun shining over the weekend here in Las Vegas. And, of course, it's always fast, firm, and perfect in our race books. As far as across the country, though, where racing is actually conducted outdoors, we had a lot of storm that went through the East Coast and is still getting its way through the very northeastern part of the United States, so much so that when you get into Canada up in the northeast, it turns to snow. But that system is moving out now, already has done as far as track conditions damage to Aqueduct. Aqueduct's going to be muddy today. The racetrack condition there is muddy, and maybe a lot of more racetracks on the East Coast could be the same way today, but it's clearing out. Right now, the mass of weather is right in the middle of the country over Nebraska, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Mississippi, etc., right in there. And, of course, being over Arkansas, you know, that's where Oaklawn Park is at. So we'll wait and see how the track conditions are there today. On the West Coast, that little bit that's going through here this morning already passed through Southern California, but as you know, there's no racing in Southern California until tomorrow, so we'll wait and see how the conditions are there. It should be clear and sunny over the weekend in Southern California, which is always good news because that's where they get real edgy about running the races when it gets a little off there. So we'll wait and see about that. Big payoff last night, yesterday at Parks Racing, the pick five there, the late pick five, paid $118,801.30. So they finally hit that pick five at Parks, the late pick five there as well. On today's show, we got Jonathan Ardoon standing by. We're going to take a look at the Tampa Bay Derby, which is the only point getter for the Kentucky Derby points this weekend. The Tampa Bay Derby will hold 50 leaderboard points for the Kentucky Derby and one race this weekend for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard, and that comes at Santa Anita in the San Ybispo. So I should say the Santa Isabel. The Santa Isabel Stakes is the one that holds the Kentucky Oaks at Santa Anita. 50 points there for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. So we'll take a look at the Tampa Bay Derby, though, for sure, on the show with Jonathan Ardoon this morning. Rich Eng will be back with us. Although his basketball team didn't do so well, he did give us a winner at Turfway Park last night in the third race. Richie came with Sherbert Fountain got there a win at 520 for Richie Eng, so we want to thank him for that pick there on the show yesterday. Of course, we gave John Lindo the day off, and we'll have Jerry Jack with us a little bit later on. But because John is not with us today, I kind of pressed Jonathan into giving us a pick in place of John Lindo. Now, of course, there's no Southern California racing, but Jonathan's going to come with the pick for us today at Oaklawn Park, as well as the other two places as well. So we got a lot to do on this show, that's for sure. As far as around the country, that's just about the way the weather is. So we're going to get to our our first break because I want to get started with the show. So we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From the South Point studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Almost Friday Thursday. Don't forget, we're going to get into March Madness here in Las Vegas, and the sports book is going to come apart at the seams with the energy and all of the action that goes on during March Madness here in Las Vegas. But we want to remind you that the March Madness for horse racing will be also towards the end of the month when the Kentucky Derby leaderboard points now are up to 100 points. And that, of course, is the derbies will start, the respective derbies, the Arkansas Derby, the Louisiana Derby, the Santa Anita Derby, and, of course, the Wood Memorial over at Aqueduct in New York. So it's going to start getting pumped up there thus as well. And we want to remind you out there, too, that we are having our annual Kentucky Derby seminar here at the South Point in the Grandview Lounge, which is adjacent to the Racebook. So make your plans right now. Get it done early. We're going to have the Kentucky Derby seminar on the eve of the Kentucky Oaks Day racing program at Churchill Downs. That's the first Friday in May, okay? That will happen. We'll be here playing the races in the Kentucky Oaks on that Friday. That evening, right after the races are over in Southern California, right around 6 o'clock, about 6 o'clock, we're going to start the Kentucky Derby seminar in the Grandview Lounge right next to the book. Featuring Jonathan Hardoon and John Lindo, our handicappers on the show. They're going to go at it again for the Kentucky Derby. I'll try to keep air traffic controlling them there. And we'll go over the Kentucky Derby. And then the next day, Kentucky Derby Day, the first Saturday in May, we'll all be up in the Grand Ballroom here at the South Point Complex. The big Grand Ballroom that has those giant screened projector TVs and a bunch of other little TVs, so you don't miss any action across the country and racing around the country that day as well. Plus an abundance of betting windows. You'll have food and beverage discounts, deals for you. And the big banquet tables that they have for banquets will be in that room, featuring about, I think it's between 8 and 10 seats per banquet table. You can just spread out all of your racing form, your information and all that, and just sit down and relax and have a great time. Rooting in all of the races that day for the Kentucky Derby. Of course, I'll be there. John Lindo will be there. Jonathan Hardoon will be there. And we'll be playing the races there in the ballroom on Kentucky Derby Day. The seminar, the party, the Kentucky Derby party, the race book, parking your car, all of this stuff, including the seminar in the Grandview Lounge, the Grandview Lounge, is all free. All of it. All free. All you got to do is show up, and we'll have a good time for all of us. So make plans now. I know there's some other places in town that are charging for their Kentucky Derby parties, but it's all free here at the South Point. Make your plans early. Do it now. Come on out and join us. We'd love to have you. We'd love to see you. We'd love to get together with all the folks that watch our shows and listen to our shows daily. And they have special, for those of you out of town, they have special Kentucky Derby packages for you coming in town as well to stay at the hotel. And you can do that by contacting the sports, the race book here, Steve, and the race book for those specials. All right, time to get started with our menu of racetracks available in the race book, Simulcast Centers, and racetracks around the country. Want to remind you, as I always do, that the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect the first post times in the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas, or if you're listening on our radio station, however, wherever you listen, as you know, we gave you all of those platforms that we have at the beginning of the show. So however you listen to us, if you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust wherever you're at from your time zone to the Pacific time zone. This way you won't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, first post times are Pacific. We will start the menu today with Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has a pick six jackpot carryover of $9,541. They have eight races today, and their first post time at Mahoning Valley is set at 9:55. 9:55 at Mahoning Valley. Gulfstream Park. Remember, as we were saying, that that front that went through the East Coast went through Gulfstream Park. Still some action, as I can see it on the map here. Still some action going on in the area of Florida. And so for that, we can tell you that they're off the turf today at Gulfstream Park. So races 2, 5, and 9. The second, the fifth, and the ninth races that were scheduled for the turf course will, I guess, now be run on their tapeta footing, the synthetic racetrack. So no turf today at Gulfstream. They've got nine races and a first post time of 10:10. They're building up that pick six jackpot. Remember, they had a mandatory on Sunday, so the one-day carryover in the pick six jackpot at Gulfstream Park today, $15,481. $15,481. And again, first post time at Gulfstream is at 10:10 with no turf racing today. Then we'll get to Aqueduct in New York. Aqueduct, now we know there was a lot of rain going through that area yesterday, where Aqueduct is at. So they're going to start today with the track conditions labeled muddy. Okay, your track conditions will be muddy today at Aqueduct. It's still cloudy there and 51 degrees at the Big A. They have eight races. Their first post time is 10:20 at Aqueduct today. Oak Lawn Park is next. Got to tell you, I don't know too much about what the track conditions might be today at Oak Lawn, but it looked pretty bad as far as the weather over Arkansas today. But Oak Lawn Park has nine races, and their first post time is at 10:30 at Oak Lawn Park. Then we go to the Fairgrounds, New Orleans. At the Fairgrounds, the first post time for 10 races is 10:45. They have a regular pick six carryover. This is not a jackpot. A regular pick six carryover at the Fairgrounds of $3,684. They have, again, 10 races at Fairgrounds today. Pretty full fields, too, in most of those races. First post time is 10:45 at the Fairgrounds. Then we get the Sunland Park. Sunland Park has nine races today. Their first post time is 11:45. They got a small super high five carryover there of $216. That'll be their carryover in their super high five. Nine races, all thoroughbreds. First post time Sunland is 11:25. Then we get to Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. Turf Paradise has the pick six jackpot carryover standing at $11,652. $11,652 and the pick six jackpot carryover at Turf Paradise. They have nine races today. The first two races will be quarter horses. The second race will be a quarter horse stakes race. Then races 3 through 9 will be thoroughbreds. And the sixth, seventh, and ninth races will be thoroughbred stakes races today. So good mix of racing today over the nine races at Turf Paradise and a first post time of 11:55. Then we go to Turfway Park. Turfway Park has nine races. They have a super high five carryover at Turfway Park of $2,009. $2,009 in the super high five carryover. They have a pick six jackpot carryover at Turfway Park as well. That's $1,717. Got nine races, first post time 2:55. And then we go to Penn National. Penn National's got a super high five jackpot carryover, $4,705. They got seven races today at Penn Net and a first post time of 3 p.m. And then we wrap it up with Charlestown races. Charlestown has a pick six jackpot carryover, $21,599. They have eight races at Charlestown and a first post time of 4 p.m. And that is your racing menu for today. All right, let's go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I am doing fine. It's a little, it's not really the cold that we've had, like in the high 30s out there. It's in the 40s right now, but it's a damp cold because we got that little bit of a rain pocket coming through here. But otherwise, it looks like it's going to be okay for the weekend here. The question is, how's the weekend going to be where you're at?
Well, hopefully New York stays dry. It finally stopped raining this morning after two or three straight days, nonstop rain. But today, supposed to clear up, and maybe they'll have a fast track by the end of the day.
And they're off the turf today at Gulfstream Park. I guess they got a little precipitation down there as well, huh?
Yeah, they threw me a curveball. I didn't know that was coming, but Florida, you always got to be prepared.
Well, preseason for baseball, so maybe you caught one of those curveballs down there, that's for sure. Yesterday at the Gulfstream Park, we had Luis Saez had a couple of winners. Paco Lopez was the riding star of the day, though. He had three wins on the eight-race card at Gulfstream. And for the most part, they saw the ball pretty well, as you're talking about curveballs. A couple of races paid in the double digits. He had a $17 winner, a $16.80 winner, and an $11.40 winner. Other than that, all the other winners were single-digit winners there at Gulfstream. How do you see Gulfstream right now? Is it a fair track?
You can win from anywhere. I mean, you know, there are days when it's speed favoring, but for the most part, throughout the meet, the track has been pretty even.
This is the championship meet, but for the most part, outside of the big weekends, it looks like Gulfstream just about every other day. Of course, I could tell you this, that you got to watch those maiden races because Todd Pletcher and, some of the bigger trainers down there winter at Gulfstream Park, they get their pricey maidens starting down there, don't they, in the maiden races?
Yeah, they unveil them really on weekends for the most part. During the week, Ralph, to be honest with you, this is anything but a championship meet. They run cheap claiming races. They have too many Tapita races. It's disappointing. I mean, obviously, the big days, Pegasus, Florida Derby, Fountain of Youth, those are going to be big cards. They have 14 races and really great racing. But the rest of the time, not so much.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the regular Calder meet during the week and then the championship meet on the weekends. But nevertheless, the big boys are down there doing their thing, that's for sure. But the big race in Florida this Saturday is not at Gulfstream. It's at Tampa Bay Downs. And Tampa Bay Downs, of course, will have six stakes races overall on Saturday, three grade threes and one grade two and one other one. But they have a hell of a racing car coming up this Saturday at Tampa Bay, of course, highlighted by the Tampa Bay Derby that's going to have 50 points in the Kentucky Derby leaderboard.
Yeah, and No More Time, who won the Sam F. Davis down in Tampa a few weeks ago, and he won impressively. He returns. I'm surprised there's a jock change here. They're taking Paco Lopez off. They're putting Javier Castellano on. I mean, Paco Lopez riding as good as anybody. I'm not sure why they made the move. Maybe he's obligated to ride somewhere else. But Javier Castellano took over the mount for Jose D'Angelo. We'll do some investigative work this evening and find out if we could find out why the jock change was made.
Well, in the race, Chad Brown has a couple of horses in there and two horses that have performed kind of well in their last performances, that's for sure. From the rail out, number one is Heartened. Todd Pletcher trainee, Jose Ortiz, will ride. The two is Ever Do It with Antonio Gallardo aboard for Kevin Rice. Then you got the three-horse Give Me Liberty, Pablo Morales for Robertino Diodoro. The four is Good Money. That's one of two Chad Brown horses. Ired Ortiz will ride there. And the five Domestic Product is the other Chad Brown trainee. So his horses will break from the starting gate side by side. Tyler Gaffleon has the mount in that one. The six is K-Tire Vizcaya, Juan Carlos Avila, Marcos Meneses on that one. Then you've got the seven No More Time, the one you were talking about, who won the Sam Davis. for Jose D'Angelo and Javi Castellano. Gets them out there. The eight is Crazy Mason. Michael Sanchez, Michelle Sanchez will ride for Greg Sacco. And the nine is Granmo First. Sammy Camacho for Victor Barboza Jr. And the 10 is Sturdy Junior Alvarado riding for George Weaver. And outside of, the winner of the Sam Davis, you've got, of course, Domestic Product, who ran second in the Holy Bull. And, of course, Sam Davis winner Ever Do It there. So it's a pretty good field in the Tampa Bay Derby, I thought.
Yeah, the interesting horse that I would take a look at is Good Money for Chad Brown. Not often you'll see a horse go from breaking his maiden and thrown into a stake race. You know, Chad Brown has plenty of horses he could run in this spot, and he opts to give this horse a shot. So obviously they must be high on him.
Well, I can tell you this, he broke his maiden at least at Tampa Bay Downs, so you know he likes that track.
At 7 furlongs from the rail, not an easy thing to do. So he's probably stable there, and they figured, what the heck, let's leave him here and run him in, throw him in the deep end of the pool and see what we have.
Now, you know, we keep emphasizing on our shows the leaderboard, the Kentucky Derby leaderboard for the American horses, but there are also races in Japan and in Europe that have Derby points as well. For example, the Japanese leaderboard for the Kentucky Derby has a horse called Ramjet, which is on top with 30 points. And then you got Forever Young, a horse that a lot of people like here in America that have seen this horse run. Forever Young has 20 points. And so, you know, we're looking at, the leaderboard for across the pond. And, of course, in Europe, you got a horse called Navy Seal, an Irish bred, who only has 8 total points. So he's going to have to do something beyond that if they're expecting to come over for the Derby. But the Kentucky Derby now has branched out all over the world with leaderboard points in some of the big races across the world for three-year-olds.
Well, Forever Young, who won his last race, I don't think got any points for that race, but boy, was he ultra impressive. But the bottom line is, Ralph, they've tried for years and they've had no success. You know, we still haven't seen any of them come here and win the Derby. They're getting closer. There's no question about it. I mean, Dermis Sotagaki last year, he was terrific. He had all kinds of trouble, and he didn't win. You know, so let's see. They still have to do it. They haven't done it yet, and they are getting closer. The Japanese horses are getting all kinds of respect. You know, they're winning all over the world. Let's see them do it here.
And, when you talk about that, too, that when we talk about the Kentucky Derby and the Japanese horses coming over and trying, they have been learning their lessons, though, as far as how to prepare their best horses to come out and compete on the big days in big racing around the world, because they've caught up to everybody else in places like the Breeders' Cup and the Dubai yeah. World Cup Day and the Saudi Cup Day. So maybe they're getting around to getting a win. Maybe the Run for the Roses is the next one they're looking at, that's for sure. And, of course, we have, of course, Kentucky Oaks points as well. And for the Kentucky Oaks, they've got the Santa Isabel at Santa Anita on the weekend as well. We'll talk a little bit about that maybe tomorrow on tomorrow's show. But for now, I think that everybody will be looking at Tampa Bay Downs. In addition to the Tampa Bay Derby, they got some really good undercard stakes races, don't they?
Yeah, it's a typical Saturday when you have big races. They load them up with stake races. They make them mini Breeders' Cup days for the most part, and it's been working out well. The problem is the rest of the week, the cards suffer.
Well, let's not suffer too much with the card at Tampa Bay today. Why don't we, because it's not running today, but I mean, why don't we do some... some selections at racetracks that you have sheets for. And I asked you, Jonathan, earlier today, I texted you. I said, you know, with John Lindo not here, we're not going to get a pick from him. And certainly he's not doing a sheet today for Gulfstream. So we're going to put a little bit more weight on your shoulders and ask you to give us not only your usual two picks, but maybe branch out to one of the other tracks that you're doing. And that one today, of course, Oaklawn Park, to get us kind of a John Lindo pseudo pick.
Okay, no problem. It's another audible. We tried one yesterday, went off 20-1 and finished third, Ralph.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know. That gave us a little bit of a thrill at that price.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to Oaklawn first, I guess, and let's look at their eighth race. It's a mile on the main track, and I like the number nine horse in here, Insensitive. This is a four-year-old filly from the Doug Anderson barn, Francesco Arrieta, aboard to ride. She's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. She's an improving horse. She's getting better with each start. Her last two races at Oaklawn, either one of them good enough to get the job done here. I like number nine, Insensitive, 7-2 on the morning line to win today's eighth race. By the way, Ralph, they have full fields every single race there. It's amazing. 12 horses. I mean, you know, if you get lucky there and you hit connected dots, so the pick fives there pay you humongous.
Astronomical payoffs in the pick fives there, that's for sure. Difficult? Yeah, sure. But you get paid off if you connect those dots, that's for sure. Mr. Arrieta, Francisco Arrieta on a board. How do you see his riding?
He's fine. He's nothing wrong with him. He was the leading rider there a few years ago. So, listen, he's got 26 wins out of 200 starts, so he's doing fine.
All right. So you think he can horseback, and that's fine with us. In the eighth race, the nine Insensitive with Arrieta aboard, the nine Insensitive in the eighth race today at Oaklawn Park. We'll call that the John Lindo pseudo pick for us.
Only if he wins.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
We'll call it Lindo. If not, you can blame me.
All right. Well, we can blame you for the next two. Where are we going next?
Let's go to Gulfstream. Look at race number five, which will now be run on Tapita at a mile. And I like the number two horse in here, Tatanka, five-year-old gelding from the Mike Maker barn. Rider switch today to Louis Saez. This horse is drawn inside. He's going to show speed today. When that Tapita surface gets wet, speed really prevails, and I think this horse has an edge. He's going to be forwardly placed. I like number two, Tatanka, 5-1 on the morning line to win today's fifth race out at Gulfstream Park.
Now, the Tapita footing, of course, is the synthetic racetrack. As the company that produces that track is called Tapita, so it's a Tapita footing racetrack. But a lot of people who have, and we've had synthetic tracks around for a long time, a lot of people think that racing on the synthetic tracks is closer to racing on the turf course than dirt would be transferring to the turf. Do you see it the same way?
Yes, people think that turf and Tapita are interchangeable. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but certainly if you like turf, you will not mind Tapita.
Okay, and but you don't like Tapita.
I love turf. I'm not such a fan of Tapita.
Okay,
but we're going to go to the eighth.
Wait. We're going to keep this horse on Tapita no matter what, right? The two, yeah. Tatanka. All right, number two Tatanka, yes. In the fifth race, no matter what they run on.
They're running on Tapita. We know what they're running on.
Okay, let's go to Aqueduct.
Eighth and final today, number four, First Glimpse, a five-year-old gelding who makes his first start for the Richard Dutrow barn. Jose Gomez aboard to ride, and Gomez has had a lot of success riding for Dutrow. Gomez's agent is Angel Cordero, who is very close with Dutrow, so you know that he gives him a live one every now and then. 7-2 on the morning line, number four, First Glimpse, wins today's eighth and final. How did Aqueduct?
All right, Aqueduct, eighth race, number four, First Glimpse. The four is the pick at the eighth and final race at Aqueduct for Jonathan Ardoon. And again, Jonathan has all three sheets available right now, full sheets for Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Oaklawn Park. And Jonathan, just a quick look at the Santa Isabel, which happens at Santa Anita. It is, of course, holding 50 points for the Kentucky Oaks. And as I, thumb through the field here, a lot of three-year-old fillies that haven't accomplished too much. We got Kinza in the race for Bob Baffert, which is always going to be a central point when Baffert puts a horse in the race. That's for sure. But remember, if Kinza happens to win the Santa Isabel, then there will be no Kentucky Oaks points offered for that horse because it's still trained by Bob Baffert. And
They shouldn't even bother giving points in Southern California until they're going to allow Baffert back into the mix, because all he does is cause chaos. When he keeps winning these races, horses are entering there without a chance to get any points. So what's the point?
That's for sure. And a trainer that has two horses in the race that don't usually have two horses in a race, Val Brinkerhorf, has a couple in there too. So we'll take a look at maybe at that race tomorrow. All right. Thanks a lot. Jonathan, appreciate it. Always your contributions to the show. I can't wait to see you out here live and in person for those of you who want to come out to the seminar. You'll actually see that guy live and in person here for the Kentucky Derby seminar. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. Thank you, my man. You too. When we come back, we're going to go to Rich Eng standing by. We're getting closer to that crazy March Madness for college hoops, and we're getting into some of the tournament play for the conferences already. The bigger ones come next week. And, of course, we want to thank Richie for his winner at Turfway Park as well. So we'll wait and see what he's got up, and he'll be up next. Don't go away.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
It's the over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah.
Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Now we're going to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie.
Richie, before we get started with the selections and taking a look at the schedule for today for college hoops, they're in the tournament play now, although there are bigger tournaments that come next week. A good friend of ours, when we worked together at Garden State Park, passed away, and I've been reading so many tweets of folks giving their condolences and their experiences with him, and I concur with all of them on there. Larry Letterman, who was a track announcer in many places, including Atlantic City Racecourse in New Jersey, passed away at 67. He had an inoperable brain tumor. He had cancer, but he lived almost 11 years with that. And he was such a great guy, funny, great, would help anybody at any time. A lot of people on X are putting on stories that they've had with him. And I remember when I was a track announcer at Garden State in 1985, and you were the publicity director there, assistant publicity director there, that Larry was calling the charts for the Daily Racing Form. And he was in the next room, the announcer's booth, on the same level there in the press box. And I got to tell you, I don't know how many times Larry had made me put a smile on my face and made me laugh and all that stuff. He was just a genuine good person. And I'm sure that they needed him up there at the racetrack in the sky.
Yeah, I knew Larry going back to the early 80s when I was working at the New York Racing Association, and Larry was taking the call for Jack Wilson for the Daily Racing Form. He was a chart taker and just a wonderful, wonderful human being. To know Larry was to love Larry. And I'll tell you a little of kind of a funny sidebar, which kind of capsulizes a lot of Larry Letterman. Back in the early 80s, Chick Anderson was the announcer, and he passed away, and Marshall Cassidy was promoted to the main track announcer. Naira held a contest, an announcing contest, to award the backup job to Marshall Cassidy. And one of the contestants was Larry Letterman. And Larry actually won the contest. His calls were excellent at Belmont Park. And during his interview with the vice president of public relations, Robert Ryan, Ryan offered him the job, obviously, and he offered him a salary. And when Larry heard what the salary was, which was kind of low, Larry said, "I bet that much money in a month." And he turned the job down. And the person who got the job was John Imbrale, who is now the voice of New York Racing.
Yes, that's for sure. And there are an abundance of stories like that throughout. Anybody that ever shared time with or knew Larry Letterman, they have the same type of stories that are memorable, that's for sure. And certainly I have quite a few myself, but I'm not going to, right now it's, it would take too much time, etc. But I did see one on the on X, which is formerly Twitter, of a gentleman who kind of passed along his condolences and his kind of a story with Larry. And he said that, at the end of the day, at whatever racetrack they were at, he and Larry were in the press box getting ready to leave. And he said, "Boy, I took a beating today. I went broke." So he says, well, Larry says, "Well, let me give you a ride home." So he got in the car and ride home. And he says, "Hey," Larry looked at him. He says, "Hey, let's go and do some night racing in whatever track it was, Meadowlands or whatever." And the guy said, "I told you I was broke." So he says, "Well, open up the glove compartment." And they popped open the glove compartment. And in the glove compartment were like 10 credit cards. He said, "Pick out one. I got to have a little bit left on one of them." and that was Larry.
Yeah, he would take the shirt off his back to help you.
Yeah, good guy. And he will be missed here on Earth. But I'm sure he's in a good place now, that's for sure. But boy, that guy beat an inoperable tumor, a cancer in his brain for 11 years, and never lost his sense of humor and his lust for life and helping people. Never did. All right, now it's time we get with some picks, etc. I remember that you your basketball team lost last night, but your
Early Dickinson got thumped. Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay, because you gave us a winner at Turfway Park. And by the way, got a great ride in that race, by the way, the winner of Turfway Park. And so we're looking at some conference tournaments today, and of course, maybe another horse. Let's get at it.
Yeah, every day, starting on Monday all the way through Tuesday, tournaments will begin their action. And today there's a couple of more that start in the Missouri Valley and the West Coast Conference tomorrow. There's the Colonial Atlantic, the Southern Conference, and the Summit. The big ones, as you said earlier, start next week, like the Pac-12 and the ACC and the Big East and the stuff like Big Ten, stuff like that. But I got a pick for today, Ralph. Let's see if we can get the ship righted for college basketball. And also, one thing that, before I give the pick, remember at this time of year, you know, we're at the end of the regular season and into the tournament. The point spreads that the bookmakers are giving out on these games are so tight, meaning that they're so accurate that it really makes betting on these games awful tough sometimes. Because, for example, last night with UConn and Marquette is a perfect example, Ralph. UConn was a 5-point favorite over Marquette. They were leading by 7 points with about 3 seconds to go. Marquette inbounds the ball. The kid shoots a 3-pointer from the corner and misses, which would have been the difference between a UConn cover and a Marquette cover. That's the kind of action you're going to see all March and into April.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Buzzer beaters all over the place.
Absolutely. But the pick for today, let's go to the Horizon League. And it's a couple of schools, Ralph, that you should remember from the Turfway days.
Yeah.
But it's the game between Northern Kentucky University, which is in Highland Heights, which is a suburb that overlooks Covington and Newport. Mm-hmm. They're playing at Wright State, which is out of Dayton, Ohio. They're actually the second school behind the University of Dayton. But they're in the Horizon League, and I like Northern Kentucky quite a bit. They're plus 7 here at the South Point. There's already some plus 6.5s, so you want to grab the 7. But, you know, these kids, they actually know each other because both schools recruit from the same region, the tri-state, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So these kids know each other. I'm comfortable with the plus 7 on Northern Kentucky.
And, you know, you're right, because they know each other from their high school days, et cetera, and then they get into college hoops. But in that part of the country, man, college hoop is like a religion, that's for sure. Good stuff.
Yeah, very much so. So let's see if we can even up that ledger. As far as a horse, I heard Jonathan give out 3 picks, and he gave them out at Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Oaklawn. Well, I'm going to give out a 4th racetrack, Ralph.
All right.
Let's complete the circuit. We'll go to race number 8 at Fairgrounds today. It's a mile and 70 yards on the main track, a first level allowance. I like the number 2 horse, the Prince's Spur. This horse coming off a short layoff for Philip Bauer, but this horse has been running against very tough competition, Churchill Downs, Saratoga, Keeneland. I think this is actually class relief, even though it's still a first level allowance.
Mm-hmm.
Good spot for this horse with a Torres up. So let's go with number 2, the Prince's Spur, race 8, Fairgrounds.
All right, the 8th race, number 2, the Prince's Spur. I think that's Jamie Torres riding. Is that correct?
Yeah, I couldn't remember his first name, but yeah, it sounds right.
I think. Well, we know it's Torres, that's for sure. So in the 8th race, number 2, the Prince's Spur, the 2 in the 8th race, are going to try to parlay some of that winnings from the Turfway Park winner to the 8th race selection here at the Fairgrounds, the 2 horse, and we're going to try to get our money back with that basketball play as well. But there's a lot of college hoops to go, Richie, so we'll just keep bouncing that ball, that's for sure. Hey, thanks a lot, my man. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All righty, and we will be back to wrap up the show with Jerry Jackowitz. As we say again, John Lindo has the day off. But we'll be back with Jerry and get a pick from him for Aqueduct. Maybe we'll even get 2 out of him. We'll wait and see. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks,
while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, listen up now, folks. Not only is the Race Day Las Vegas Show on the South Point Studios streaming network here at YouTube, but there are three other great shows that are on this that you got to watch. If you haven't watched them yet, take the time to watch them. They're really great shows. Punchlines, the commercial that you hear how funny Frank Nicotero is on the commercials. You just gotta watch Punchlines. It's on Monday through Friday from noon to 1 o'clock. This is Pacific time. Now today is Thursday, and on Thursdays we have a show for auto racing called Gone Racing with Brendan Gaughan, in studio with it. Gone Racing. Now that'll be here at 10 o'clock this morning. It'll be here at 10 o'clock this morning, Gone Racing. And then of course Sports by the Book. They go 7 days a week, Sports by the Book, because there's sports every day that you can play by the book. And so on Monday and Friday, Monday through Friday from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and on Saturday and Sundays, they go right behind us at 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. for an hour and a half on the weekends. You got to watch those shows. They're great shows, that's for sure. All right, time to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, you look.
I think I'll stick with something easy like horse racing.
Yes, that's right. We're gonna talk. Gone Racing and talk about horsepower under the hood. We talk about horsepower under the hide, so to speak. In any case, you look comfortable today.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I got my Zion National Park T-shirt on.
Okay.
From a visit we had up to. If you've never gone up, I mean, you gotta go up there sometime. It's incredible.
All right.
For a city boy, I'm okay. Pretty amazed by it.
Track is muddy. We got a minute and a half to get two picks in. So we'll remember, Aqueduct, again, starts out at muddy. And did you do the power pages for that condition?
Well, kind of, but it's going to be drying out. So
yeah,
it's probably going to turn to good and then maybe even to fast. But everybody's going to have to make their own adjustments. That's the beauty of the power page.
So. All right. You got it, my man. And by the way, you'll often say at Aqueduct, as soon as the sun comes out, it dries up quickly. Okay.
It dries fast. You got the limestone in there and that's right. Great drainage. It's terrific. It's a terrific racetrack, that's for sure. So I had a play in the seventh, and that scratch,
yeah.
That was Dane Stinko. So I'm going to pull an audible. Let's go to the sixth race.
Okay.
At 4-1, number 6, Nova Rags kind of appeals to me for the Billy Mott Barn. Gets Eric Cancel up, so that should keep our price up. And Eric can really, he can horseback. And this is the kind of horse that periodically pops a big number and might be coming into form. Might have been against the bias last time out. So I kind of like the 6 a little bit, but I don't want to go below 7-2. I'll take the 6, make a win bet here or a win place bet here. Play the 6 with the 3-4-7. Dewar versus 3-4-7 back with the 6. But the 6, Nova Rags in race number 6. The 6 and the 6.
Yeah, okay. The 7 is scratched. So we got the 6 over 3 and 4. The 6 over 3, 4, and the 6. That we've got about 30 seconds if you want to give me another one.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a little shot in the 7th race with number 3.
Virtual reality?
Virtual reality, yeah, mm-hmm. For Chad Brown. I'll take the 3 over the 1-5-7, small reverses. I got to get 7-2 or better here.
All right, and audibles they are because the late scratches in the 7th race, then you like the 3 over 1-5-7 and reverse, the 3 in the 7th, and of course back in the 6th, the 6 over 3 and 4, the other one was scratched. And the power pages for all of Aqueduct available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. All right, we wrap up this Almost Friday Thursday show, so it's almost Friday, and we'll be back on Friday, that's for sure. And, of course, don't forget to watch Gone Racing, Sports by the Book, and Punchlines right here today. All right, Jerry, you got one more thing to say, and I know you're going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Cilato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.